This is what I do every morning. Press the exit button.
Every time I leave my house, I feel like I'm leaving jail. It feels great. But then when I come back home, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm back to hell. Security guards who don't say hi, fire drills while cooking dinner, and my stressed out stepmom and five loud sisters. America is heaven? Oh no.
This is like my country song. I love this song.
I come from a small country called the Republic of Congo. I was fine there. I had both my mom and dad taking care of me. I went to a private school and lived in a big house. When the neighbors have parties, you can hear Congolese music all around. Then, my dad got married to my stepmom, and they moved to the U.S. because of his work. My older brother and sister went too.
In USA, life is good.
My brother was hoping he would play soccer for the U.S.
I'm a sportsman.
And everyone said I should go too.
Life will be easier.
People were even telling me that I shouldn't bring my clothes, because once I get here, I will get better ones. Right. As if money grows on trees. After I got here, my dad and my stepmom fought. My dad left. My stepmom lost her job. And that's when we moved into a homeless shelter. And then another one. Then again to another. And now we are in our fifth. There are so many rules. Everyone has to sleep at 10 p.m. Mm-mm. My little sister stays up late, and then the security guard knocks on the door. Living like this has turned me into a liar. When I talk to my mom back home, I pretend like everything is just good.
Hello, Mama.
I don't tell her that I live in a shelter.
Yeah.
We just talk about medication. And she tells me to be good.
Okay.
My stepmom doesn't tell family back home the way we live either.
I don't want them to worry about me. That's why I tell them I'm okay. I'm okay.
We're supposed to give them hope. At school, with my friends, I don't tell anyone where I live. I lie. I have heard friends say that homeless people are lazy, don't want to work, taking advantage of government.
It's a shame.
My older sister, Allegra, keeps where we live a secret too.
Because if I tell them, they're going to start feeling sorry for me. I don't like that.
Oh, here, home alone, trying to listen to music.
The truth is, I'm not okay. I argue a lot with my stepmom. I feel bad about my life. I miss my mom. And being a liar feels lonely.
I was trying to figure out a way to tell my friends, but I'm scared.
Hurry up.
I do have a best friend, Bree.
Better not tell me you lost your virginity.
We talk about everything, except, of course, for the whole time we have been friends, I haven't told her exactly where I live.
I have something to tell you. You promise not to tell anybody?
Promise.
I'm really, really, really nervous.
I came in this country when I was 13, and that was in 2008. And I live in Brooklyn, Harlem, and then they sent us to go to some place in the Bronx where they help you to get a house.
What, a homeless shelter?
Yes, but it's a, it but first was
I thought my heart would pop out when I told her. But it didn't. So we had no choice. Everything just came out.
Is that where you live now? It's okay.
Yes, it is where I live.
Danielle, let me tell you something.
You're here for me and I'm here for you. And that's how a friendship should be. If you're going through something, I'm there for you. Need anything, I'm there for you.
I'm sorry that I didn't tell you all of this. I was just scared.
I still don't tell my mom about the shelter or my arguments with my stepmom. And after 3 years, I'm moving out.
About to be out.
I'm packing up my things because my stepmom and I got into an argument again. I'm going to stay with my brother for now. Remember, he's the one who wanted to play soccer here? Instead, he's working and he doesn't tell anyone back home what he does.
Is it okay for me to tell people what you do for work?
It's not okay. I don't tell people. The regular thing I do is playing football. That's it.
A few months ago, a soccer team all the way in Romania invited him to play over there. But now he's not going because of me.
Because why now I'm taking care of my life and I have to watch after you. I have so many things to do. In my age now, I'm supposed to be married.
Why aren't you married?
This private life.
My brother has rules for me too. Like be home before 9 p.m. But at least now, I can invite friends over. I'm thinking of ways to achieve my American heaven. I want to be proud. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Danielle.